Welcome to the Stewards of Stoke podcast, an adventure podcast that gets you stoked for the outdoors through stories, interviews with athletes, and industry professionals. Sit back, grab a hazy, and join Matt and Braven for this episode of Stewards of Stoke.
Well, what is up, guys? Matt here with the Stewards of Stoke podcast. This episode will be a trail tested Tuesday, and we'll be going over the Rect Optics One goggle and also the Rect Brody sunglasses. So it's the Tuesday after Labor Day. Did a whole bunch this weekend, made it over to Virginia Canyon. That's where I really got to test out these goggles and definitely met my expectations. And then Saturday caught a baseball game, took our kiddo to the first one, and then Sunday afternoon made it out to Breckenridge for like a day and a half. So it was a pretty solid weekend. Hope everybody else that's listening had a good weekend. Got some riding in and whatnot, but let's get into it. So the Rect, and you spell that RKT, One goggle by Rect Optics. They're based out of, I believe, Boulder, Colorado. One thing I do want to say about these are, like, the craftsmanship and just the quality is definitely top of the line. The different materials that they make, like, you can tell they're super durable. They don't feel cheap or anything like that. And then I think the biggest thing for me is, how you can swap out the lenses. So they have, advanced Lumex lens technology, delivering unmatched visual sharpness and terrain detail, which I rode with. It's kind of like the tinted lens, and I was riding in the woods out in the sun and all that, and I would definitely agree with that. Like, you could still see all the different little rocks, you could see like depth super well, kind of no matter where you were at on the trail. The only lens thing I noticed was if you like stop, and I was in a full face, so I was breathing a little hard, my lens kind of got a little bit foggy, but it was solely when I stopped. It wasn't when I was actually riding or anything like that. And then I just kind of wiped them out real quick. So I wouldn't let that deter you from snagging this goggle, because it's super reasonably priced, not overpriced by any means. I think the price definitely meets the quality, and is totally worth it for sure. I think my favorite feature out of these goggles is how easy it is to take off the lens and swap them out. So I'm assuming this is standard, but when I got my goggles, it came with four different lenses. So it came with two clear lenses and two tinted lenses. They're not super dark, but they're like the perfect tint. But one clear lens has the little tabs, or like the little spike on each side, so that you can put the tabs for obviously like your muddy weather if you're gonna ride motocross and whatnot. And then the other lens, so you get a clear lens and a tint lens with those. And then the other two lenses, a clear lens and a tint lens, comes without that, which is the ones that I put on, just because I don't really ride in too much mud. Obviously, you're going to have the times that you will. So this is super easy to be able to switch out your lenses. And it's literally, if you're wearing the goggles on the left side, there's this little lever that you just kind of snap up and then pop the lens off, take it out, and then just match it up and snap it back in. You could probably literally do it in under 30 seconds if you wanted to. Another cool thing about this goggle is obviously being comfortable when you're riding. They're super comfy. I didn't really even notice that I was wearing goggles versus just riding glasses. And that's obviously a big piece of riding comfortably, especially when you have something as big as some goggles on. So that was definitely a plus. I would say another cool little thing that I noticed that you don't get on too many other pairs of goggles would be there's like a little nose piece that kind of goes over your nose. It's not super big and bulky, but just like some added protection there. So that was a cool little aspect. And then I think one of my favorite thing, which is also on the sunglasses, across like the forehead, I guess, part of the frame of the goggle, in little writing, it says shred every day. So it just definitely has like some cool little details. Super comfortable, super well put together. The designs are sweet for sure. I got the, I guess, super boaty design. That might be the model. But mine's basically like a copper and black RKT on the strap, and then copper and black for the actual goggle color as well. And then kind of like, it almost looks like bleach stained, if you want to call it that, for the rest of the strap. And it's kind of like a light blue on black. It looks pretty sick. But overall, yeah, like I said, I'm super happy with this snag, and obviously supporting a local Colorado company as well. But like I said, they're not unreasonably priced retail. These were $95, which I think is pretty reasonable for the quality. And then obviously all the lenses and stuff that you get with it. I think that's all I got for the goggle side of it. And then it comes with just like a sleeve. So I just went on Amazon, and I purchased one of the Dakine, goggle bags, and I think it was like $20 on Amazon. But it actually comes with two spots that you can slide in the lenses, and it'll protect them. And then there's obviously that third lens, and that I just put like kind of on the inside, and then in the other sleeve that it comes with, so everything's protected, everything's good to go. And that was, like I said, $20 on Amazon. Like, you can't beat that. So and then the other Rect optics thing that I picked up were the Rect Brody sunglasses. First thoughts were they were a little small, but now that I've gotten like used to them, I think they're actually like the perfect size. And then the frame is a little thicker than my previous ones, which I actually kind of like because it keeps out a little more light. But some of the features that they highlight on their website is 100% UV400 protection, impact resistant polycarbonate lenses, shatterproof, scratch resistant, Lumex, same as their Brody goggle over here. Lumex anti-glare with anti-fog coating, which, thinking about it, like, I've never had these fog either, so pretty sweet. And then one thing I really like, this polycarbonate frame. So again, like the shred every day little saying on the top of the goggle on these, it says We love you, and some white writing, so pretty funny. Just like the little details, and just to kind of give you the laugh here and there, and just kind of shows like companies, they're laid back and just want to have a good time and shred every day. Kind of like the vibes here at Stewards of Stoke for sure. And then they only have the one sunglass, and they're black, and then they say RKT in like a gold copper color on each side. They're a little darker than my previous ones, which Colorado, obviously, we have 300 plus days of sunshine, so definitely the appropriate amount. And then, yeah, same thing, like super reasonably priced. Most people, I feel like, are spending a couple $100 on some sunglasses, and these retail at $39. So, I mean, if there is the chance that you obviously break them, like, I don't know that they have a warranty on them, but they're also $39. So it's not like you're spending another however much to replace them. And then one thing too, back to the whole features thing, is I have some grippies on right above the ear. So once you put them on, like, they're pretty much going to stay in place. I haven't noticed them slip or anything like that. So yeah. If you are in the market for some new goggles, some new glasses, I would definitely check out Rekt. Like I said, the spelling of that is RKT, and then their website is rktoptics.com. Instagram is rktoptics. And they actually, I was kind of impressed, they have actually some pretty legit athletes, pro level and whatnot. They're definitely a smaller brand. So if you want to support a local Colorado brand, they're definitely an up and coming one to watch and support right now while you can, while they're kind of starting out. Yeah, their first Instagram post was less than a year ago. So, yep, I think that's all I got for, oh, and then they do have a mountain bike sunglass. So it's the Rekt Blaze mountain bike sunglass, which I'll probably pick up here in a little bit, because they look sweet as well. And I'm super impressed with just their regular sunglasses and their goggles. So why not go for the triple threat and get all three of the different offerings? But they are called the Rekt Blaze mountain bike glasses. Kind of the same features as their sunglasses. They're just a little bit bigger and bigger field of view. But they have the UV 400 protection, impact resistant polycarbonate lenses, the Lumex anti-glare, anti-fog coating, and the polycarbonate frame. Again, also $39, which, like I said, for sunglasses in general, and especially mountain biking sunglasses, like, that is super reasonable price point for sure. And then these, they offer a rose lens, a clear lens, and a smoke mirror lens. I'll probably snag the rose lens just because I like that kind of, it translates to just regular riding, and then also, or sorry, regular like sunny day riding still offers protection, but then also if it's cloudy, like, you still get the depth and everything and the detail and whatnot, for so you can see everything while you're ripping down the trail. So yeah, go onto their website rktoptics.com and check them out, because they're definitely a cool local brand to support for sure. I think that's all I got when it comes to the Trail Tested Tuesday. Just want to give a couple of shout outs to one of them, the first one being Tommy from TAC Apparel, TAC Adventure Wear. Tommy has been super supportive just with the podcast since we started. So shout out to Tommy for helping us out and giving us some gloves and jerseys to not just represent TAC, but also to be able to show off our logo. And it's a pretty sick design. It's definitely a conversation starter on the trail and events and stuff like that. You can head over to their website and purchase those. I think the long sleeves are, I want to say, 55. Don't quote me on that. So not super expensive. Just kind of right in that good price point. And then we actually have some new gloves dropping here soon that will match those jerseys. So we have our first rendition with the IPA and the bike on them. And then in the fingers, the OG version says single track hazy IPAs and Stoke. These ones are, they kind of align with the same design as our jerseys that you can find on our social media. And then my second shout out for this week will be Danny the Destroyer. He's based out of Arizona. We saw each other at Sedona Mountain Bike Fest, but we never actually chatted, and kind of over the last couple months we've chatted more, and he's been repping our gloves and whatnot on his different rides and stuff, and posting some pretty cool pictures. So Danny, thank you for the support and for repping us online and whatnot. If you want to follow him, he is on Instagram at @thedestroyer_AZ. So he's part of the Arizona fam for sure. But as always, if you liked this review, please rate us and give us some stars on your favorite platform. Give us a follow. And I think Spotify is adding some new features, like being able to DM and stuff like that. So, I mean, if you want to try it out, try it out. So you can reach out to us as always, social media, send us a DM, info@stewardsofstokemedia. If you want to send an email, look for that glove drop from TAC. And yeah, thanks for tuning in. Bye.